doing a lot of dreaming of spring today, but hopefully, if you stay with me for the next half an hour on this show, you're going to listen to some absolutely gorgeous music, and I think some fun chat. We'll probably talk about mice and a variety of other things. But I have joining me in the studio Sue Smith and Shannon Kingsbury from the Ondine Chorus. Very much looking forward to this. We're going to go back to some music from them just now, because they have just released their first EP, and it's entitled Towards a Little Light. And we're going to listen to the first song on that EP. Absolutely, absolutely beautiful. And it's entitled Into the Dark. And you listen to Folk Roots Radio, CFIU, 93.3 FM in Guelph.
Little down the hill, through the wood, over the river, into the
listening to Folk Roots Radio on CFIU 93.3 FM in Guelph. I'm Jan Hall. Remember, we are here from 8 till 10 a.m. every Saturday on CFIU. That was the Ondine Chorus from their new EP, Towards a Little Light. And that was the absolutely gorgeous Into the Dark. And I'm so pleased to be joined in the studio today by Sue Smith and Shannon Kingsbury, who are the guiding lights behind this ensemble. Is that the best way to put that?
I like that.
Yeah, I like it too. Yeah.
And this is a song that you actually wrote yourself, right?
I did. Good morning, Jan. This is Sue. And yes, I wrote that song, and I wrote it for our concert that we did last December with a lot of encouragement from Shannon and David. And yes, so I wrote it. And it's written for the context of the Stratford Gallery art show, an installation piece by David Rokeby, which was a beautiful big wall screen setting, and a very urban setting with a snowstorm. And he built a computer program that tracked the snowflakes and added tails onto the snowflakes. So this massive screen that you're looking at, and you see the snow moving across it, and the snow is leaving little trails. So, and when the wind comes up, there is a big swoop of tails, and if there's a little light breeze, there'd be little jiggles. So that was the context that I wrote this for, and also it was based on memories of something I just can't get out of my head, something my father told me when we visited the place where he was born, which was on a farm near Stayner, Ontario, and he would show us where he had to walk to school every day. Of course, he grumbled about that. It was, you know, a couple of miles. And he told us, you know, even in the winter, we had to walk and we had to cross the fields. And, oh, it was blowing and it was cold. And so those words informed this song.
Yeah. Well, it is really beautiful. And it's interesting when you tell the story of what you were thinking about, and obviously with the goal of trying to make sure it would fit with the art installation as well. The thing that struck me when I first listened to this was how I couldn't stop listening to it. I mean, it was just, it's transfixing when you listen to this music. I mean, it has that beautiful ethereal quality. But when you listen, I feel like you have to use all of your hearing. You know, you have to listen to everything. I don't know if it's because of the type of music it is. I mean, it's, you know, it obviously you're a vocal ensemble predominantly. It's the blend of all these voices. But I do feel incredibly drawn in, and I just wonder if you could talk a little bit about why you decided to start the ensemble and whether I'm on the right track as to what you were hoping that a listener would get out of it.
Well, let me just say before we go there is that, you know, the musicianship of the Ondine Chorus, the singing, the subtlety that's possible, and it's done at a low volume, so it's there's a lot of delicacy and subtlety, and a lot of listening goes on, and what a privilege that is to create music and have it come into the air through a group of people who are willing to work in that way. There's a lot of sensitivity and a lot of care, and a lot of wonderful musicianship. So I'm glad for that. It's a privilege to be able to create music for this context.
And I when we did perform in Stratford at the Stratford Gallery, my favorite compliment from the audience was a gentleman who came up after the show and said, "Thank you for making introvert-friendly music." And I think that kind of speaks to what you've observed, Jan, about the music, that it draws you in. And really, we're taking, you know, context of poetry and sometimes even kind of stream of conscious writing. And this beautiful piece that Sue wrote when we visited the gallery in preparation for the show and were struck by this piece. And then she wrote this gorgeous piece. And what a joy to then go back and perform in front of this video installation. So anyhow, to the roots of Ondine Chorus. Ondine Chorus, I would say, was born in 2010 when a bunch of us, myself, Sue, Tanis Slimmon, Monique Vishrapper, Carly Wilson, a number of female singers, were invited by Diane Chapatis, who is a dancer, to produce a work together for Nuit Blanche. Diane had a vision of creating a moving choir of kind of training singers in this movement that she does. And so she worked with us with movement. And Sue and I became sort of musical directors of that project. And the opportunity to sing in that context kind of sparked something else.
Yeah, and during that performance, which was at 2 in the morning.
Three
in the morning, yeah. At St. George's Church, which is the most exquisite room to sing in. It's beautiful. And we were all in white gowns, and we had a really good audience. And it was Nuit Blanche, and I think I stayed up all night. And I got home, and at 8 in the morning, there was an email in my inbox from my neighbor, Doug Bell. And he had written this beautiful poem about his experience of sitting in that church and hearing our singing while we moved through the space. And he wrote this poem, and early this morning I dreamt a dreamy dream in which I was on a boat sitting on a big becalmed boat
surrounded by the sea.
A swirl with siren sisters singing sweet,
soft,
subtle, yet tsunami strong
harmonies.
I wanted it to go on and 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 on.
But one said, end.
And like as foam,
they all melted away.
Well, that's beautiful.
And on from there. So from that, Jan, I took that. It was like, whoa, this amazing energy from that. And I turned that into a song for Ondine. I put it into music. And so Ondine started in this way. And then we loved singing together. And we loved the sound. And we just kept...
And because we began singing in such a beautiful context in St. George's Sanctuary, we didn't want to, you know, go to bars or clubs. We wanted to continue to sing in these inspired spaces. So we created a number of opportunities for ourselves where we would be singing in spaces such as that or in the woods and whatnot.
Now, this EP has an interesting story as well, because I don't think you necessarily set out specifically to create the EP, but it kind of happened because of some of the wonderful winter weather we've experienced this year.
Yeah, you're right. We had these two solstice concerts set, one in Guelph and one in Stratford, and we did the Guelph one in the freezing rain, and then the next day was Stratford, and we spent most of the morning on the phone saying, are we coming? Are we going? We're going to do it. And then the Stratford Gallery Board of Directors called it. They said, no. We're not going to do it. We're going to reschedule because it's too dangerous. We might lose power. There's a half an inch of ice expected on the roads. And so, we won't do it. Wah, wah, wah. And then Lewis Melville phoned me up and said, Sue, you know, you've got the material in really great shape and everybody's got the day free because your cancellation. So why don't we get together? I'll bring a bunch of gear and let's record. It's an opportunity. And I thought, okay, Lewis, you're absolutely right. So Shannon and I got on the phone and we got everybody to organize and come over to our house. And Lewis interfaced his gear with Jeff's gear. And we spent the day standing in a circle around microphones in the living room with the wood stove going.
You can hear the crackle of the wood stove at some points in the recording.
Yeah.
Well, it actually sounds really beautiful. And you know, I think it's that serendipitous situation, you know, the serendipity, synchrony, or whatever we want to call it, but synchronicity, but it's the way everything came together. It's a unique story.
Yeah.
But, you know, and I don't want to go over the top of this on this EP, but it's very easy to do it. But when you listen to it, you really get that feel you're listening to something very special that was captured at a unique time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's and it's great. One of those moments that I'm getting goosebumps again, but, you know, that is can just be lost again. It was there.
Yes.
Unfortunately, Lewis captured it.
Yeah. Yeah. Lewis and Jeff and all of us who just, you know, those 7 hours of commitment. And by the end of those 7 hours, we were really tired. Okay, one more take. Yeah. So, yeah, it was very special indeed. And it's a gift of the ice storm and it's a gift of the solstice. And it's interesting to me that we've just passed the spring equinox and kaboom, you know, here it is. It's very fast. Mm-hmm. The last record I made. I took 3 years to make it. So this is really very sweet, you know.
And I love that it is such a beautifully honest rendering. Like what you hear there is exactly what you'll hear when you hear us live.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that kind of humanity in the recording.
Let's play another song from the EP. We started off listening to a piece that you created,
mm-hmm.
Into the Dark. But we're going to listen to a traditional piece. And it's a piece that people may be familiar with. But in some ways, this to me is very unique as well, the way that this is arranged. And we're going to listen to the traditional song, Children Go Where I Send Thee. But I'd like you just to, before you even perhaps introduce it, and just talk a little bit about what you were looking for before people listen to this.
Well, I can say that, you know, for this show in December, Tanis Sliman sings with us when she can. And we love that. And we really wanted a song that would feature Tanis. And I had heard her sing one of these at a jam or something, this song, there's another one. And so all I could remember about it was like Little Bitty Baby. And so I suggested that song, and then Tanis and us worked up the arrangement together.
Yeah, and she had brought her guitar, and we tried it at first just to work out the harmony vocals together, and then we decided, well, this is actually really interesting just to hear the voices here, and then adding Jeff's bass, of course, was a boon as well. So what you'll hear here is the beautiful Tanis Sliman featured and Ondine Chorus backing her up.
And this is Children Go Where I Send Thee, and you're listening to Folk Roots Radio, CFIU 93.3 FM in Guelph.
Oh, 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 children go where I send thee, how shall I send thee? I'm gonna send thee one by one, one for little bitty baby, born in Bethlehem. Come, children, go where I send thee. How shall I send thee? I'm gonna send thee two by two, two for Paul and Silas, one for the little bitty baby. Born in Bethlehem. Children, go where I send thee. How shall I send thee? I'm gonna send thee three by three, three for the Hebrew children, two for Paul and Silas, one for the little bitty baby. Born in Bethlehem. Children, go where I send thee. How shall I send thee? I'm gonna send thee four by four, four for the four that stood at the door, three for the Hebrew children, two for Paul and Silas, one for the little bitty baby. Born in Bethlehem. Preachers, four for the four that stood at the door, three for the Hebrew children, two for Paul and Silas, one for the little bitty baby. Born in Bethlehem. I said, born in Bethlehem.
is the Undine Chorus and their version, beautifully arranged, of the traditional song, traditional gospel song, Children Go Where I Send Thee, featuring Tana Sliman. Absolutely fantastic.
Thank you.
Absolutely fantastic. And we need to give kudos, I think, to Lewis Melville and Jeff Bird for the recording and production of this, because it's fantastic. And to me, that's hugely important. You know, when I want it, as someone who is listening to music to choose to play on the radio, I want to make sure it has that great feel. And this really captures it. And it's interesting you said that this, you know, how short a space of time it took from recording to getting this disc done, because it is just a matter of weeks. Mm-hmm. We could still even say it was weeks since, because I think it was December 21st.
Yeah.
Yeah, 8 weeks before, you know, recording to actually getting it out. And in some ways that's better, because we were talking while we were listening. I think Sue was saying that sometimes albums can get this long gestation. I know I tease Tana Sliman all the time about it, but she's got very productive lately. People like me keep teasing her. But, you know, albums can get a long gestation that kind of interferes with, which from, you know, from the point of view of the listener, or, you know, again, somebody who wants to bring that music to radio, you know, I just say, oh, we want to get it out there. You know?
Right.
We need to hear.
Well, they each have their own life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about the members of the chorus. And obviously you mentioned that, you know, you have some wonderful musicians playing with you. So let's talk a little bit about who's involved with this project.
Well, the membership of Undine has always kind of shifted through different projects and different concerts. This current version is, of course, myself and Sue, Tana Sliman, a beautiful singers, Trisha Brubaker, David Beatty, who's probably my oldest Guelph musical friend here. My brother Robert Kingsbury has been guesting with us recently, and Monique Vishrapper is a member as well.
And on the musical side, from the point of view of the
We have been so fortunate to have Jeff Bird playing with us, as well as Gary Diggins, both playing an assortment of instruments, strings and
harmonica,
glockenspiel, water harp,
ngoni, hung. And let us not forget Shannon's beautiful harp playing, which is a big part of the Undine Chorus sound.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Well, it's certainly is fabulous. I'm running out of superlatives. So if you have a superlative I haven't used, please send it to Jan@folkrootsradio.com or go to our Facebook page. And I'm sure there's going to be a post from Web Susan up there. Just put something on there about how beautiful this music is. You have the launch for the CD a week today. It takes place Saturday afternoon, March the 29th at 2 p.m. at the Max Stewart Arts Center.
Yes.
That's going to be a bit of a celebration for you guys, isn't it?
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. Celebratory concert. And we'll have our guests there with us, Jeff and Gary and Robert, who will also dance. Robert Kingsbury is a beautiful dancer. And also Alden Hadwin is going to be reading some of her poetry.
And she has beautiful poetry.
She does. She does. And we are going to, anyone who buys a ticket to the show will get a copy of the EP, because we really want to get it out there and we want people to listen to it.
And what price are the tickets for that?
Well, tickets are on sale now at the bookshelf for $20, and then they'll be available at the door for $25.
Okay, I got to say, if you're listening to this show today, that is an incredible deal. we were admiring the EP while we're sitting here, and it's got beautiful artwork on it as well. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Sure. Shannon and I, you know, we were like, okay, we're going to do this. We better get some cover artwork material happening. And we looked at photos and nothing was really jumping out. And then by some bizarre coincidence, this photocopied image popped up in my office of a card someone sent me 10 years ago, my dear friend Kim Elkington. And I showed it to Shannon. Oh, that looks pretty interesting. And so I contacted Kim. She had no idea what it was. I scanned it. I sent it to her. She didn't... still didn't recognize, you know, who it was. So she uploaded it into the Google image search, and bang, we got this image and the artist Jeannie Tominek. And I just thought, okay, I'm going to write her. So I wrote her. She's in
Georgia,
in the States. And I wrote her and told her of our project and asked if she licensed her material for use on CD covers. And if so, what did she charge? And she wrote back within 2 hours and said, "This sounds really great. You can use it for free. You have my permission." So this amazing series of coincidences. And I don't know why that thing popped up in my office, like from 10 years ago. Well, my office is many piles of paper. That could be why. But it surfaced, and kaboom, there it is. And it is gorgeous.
And I'd like to mention the painting is called Mother Winter 3, and the painting is of Persephone and her mother, Demeter, which obviously has significance to us working in lyrical worlds of myth and dream.
We're going to listen to another song from the EP in a few seconds. It'll be another song that you've written yourselves. What I'd like to do before we get to that is ask you what happens next, because I think you've really got something incredible here. I think you cross over incredibly well between the secular and the classical, and I love the earthiness of, you know, it's the ethereal earthiness of what you produce here is incredible.
Thank you, Jan.
Yeah. So, thank you, Jan.
So what are you going to do next?
Immediately, we have plans for a concert at Alton Mills. As well, Sue and I will be putting together Spring Awakes, which is a celebration walk through the forest at Ignatius Jesuit Center on the Plant and Old Growth Forest site. So that will definitely include Ondine Chorus. You can hear Ondine Chorus while you stroll through that beautiful property by the river, as well as see probably dancers and poets and whatnot. So that's in the immediate future.
Yes, and Hillside. We're applying to Hillside.
Well, you're right up Hillside Street.
Yeah, lots more playing, Jan, lots of singing and writing and creating and working in, you know, we'd like to perform in unique and unusual venues, and we love to sing in a beautiful acoustic spaces.
We love to sing not on microphones. We just love to sing in plain air.
Yes. Oh, and the Stratford, we're going to do a garden show at the Stratford Gallery in June. So that'll be a site-specific show in their sculpture park.
This is good. I'm very excited about this. I'm very much looking forward to the launch next week. So remember, March the 29th, 2 p.m. at the Max Stewart Art Center. Tickets $20 in advance, $25 at the door, but you do get a copy of the EP as well, which, believe me, is awesome. I think it's worth $25 already. Don't tell them that, because the prices will go up. Sue Smith, Shannon Kingsbury, it's a pleasure. We're going to finish with another song from the EP, and I'd love to play the Hush, the Moon is Rising, which I think, is that a song that you
That is a song that I wrote. The words for Hush, I believe, have been with me many, many years. I think I wrote them even in my young 20s, and just hadn't had a musical setting for them. So I wrote this for Ondine, and I have to say it's one of my favorite songs to sing, because there I am seated at the harp and these incredible voices are surrounding me, and it's just been one of the most transcendent musical experiences.
I'm going to have you introduce it, Sue.
Okay, here we are with the beautiful Hush, the Moon is Rising by Shannon Kingsbury.
And you're listening to Folk Roots Radio, CFIU 93.3 FM in Guelph. It's always a pleasure when you guys come in. Thanks for joining us on today's show.
Thank you, Jan.
So magic rise in the glow of silver cast down.